All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, it is a Tuesday, and no, Stoney didn't develop a tan. The man to my left is Rico Beard. He is back.
I'm back.
The always loquacious. He is back from paradise. And I got to tell you, we were going to open up with one thing, and then through a conversation that delayed the appearance in Crosstalk, David, do you mind if we edumacate the people? Because Rico's got scoops. See, Rico came back from vacation with scoops, not of ice cream and not handfuls of sand. We're talking information. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll get to the Tigers. And I'm going to let Brad cook. At 3 o'clock, I just want to do this. I am going to, sell me this pen. I am going to sell you something that shows you how much I trust Brad Holmes in the draft. It will be on you guys then to call me a meth head. And
wait, did you turn into a Brad bot while I was gone?
You will determine whether I'm a Brad bot after I sell you. After I sell you this pen.
Okay.
All right? But I want to start with something. And it is a little bit of what Stoney and I talked about yesterday. I did a topic just about the issues with college sports and where the tournament is and why it's less. And part of it is this Wild West NIL stuff. Now, Michigan basketball, you have a new coach. Mm-hmm. You got to help him use the portal. Michigan State, we've talked about it famously. Tom Izzo, I don't want to use the portal. They're going to have to use right. The portal. Well, Rico just sauntered in today and is like, Michael, I got a few things. I would like to turn this over to you because we need to have a conversation about something.
Well, here's the thing is that I'm like, Mike, hey, just so you know, MSU is trying to use the portal. Except the caveat is there's a new standard rate for players in the portal. Pretty much. Walking in the door, it's, hey, I need $1 million. Son, I barely knew who your name until my assistants told me who you were. $1 million?
Son, I don't pay my assistant coaches $1 million.
I'm not paying you more than my assistant coaches. So, yeah. Don't think that some of the names are like, what?
Listen, I know there's...
They're trying, but it's almost as if... I think this may be one of the things that pushes him out.
Well, good. So
he just says, I can't do this.
And that's for everyone's best interest, is what I don't want is a coach complaining about it while making $7 million a year. Either fall in line and do what needs to be done, or go retire. We'll name the court. We'll build you a statue. Hopefully it's not by the same person who put the Morgan Freeman statue outside of Breslin. We'll do it right. Well, if that guy creates it, Tom Izzo's going to look like one of the Lollipop Guild. It's going to be ridiculous.
Or he may look like Brad Pitt.
Right. Tom Izzo, Matthew McConaughey. Can't tell the difference. But one player I brought up yesterday, he's going to transfer from one Big Ten school to another, and the rumor was 1.1. You just came in to tell me 1.4.
Yeah, 1.4.
He's not that good.
No, he's not. Now, there are some guys who, as I stated, last year, I think Kansas got a steal. Hunter Dickinson went to Kansas. He was 20 and 15 every game. Now, probably would have went further had he not gotten injured at the end of the season. I'd pay somebody like that because I know coming in, he's going to elevate my team. But a lot of these guys in the portal, like, take a look in the mirror, man. You're not that good.
So here's the question I have for the people on this. Listen, whether it's football or basketball, look, I tell you right now, things I've heard. I mean, MSU's got a $1 million football player.
What I heard.
Yeah. We're thinking the same person.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is it's gotten to a point, it's starting to affect my ability to root for these players. Well, not because they're making money on principle, but it's because there's no accountability to it. There is no contract. There is no multi-year deal. The minute they're unhappy, it's like, well, professionals earn free agency. What the hell have these players earned?
Well, think about this. It's one of the reasons we get mad at Javi Baez, because he makes so much money and he doesn't produce. So now when you're paying these college players in the portal and yet you're not winning games, you're still losing. And it's, what did we pay you for? It does take away. That's why I can't get angry at you and other people when you're like, yes, it's not the same anymore. Because if I had to pay you $1 million and you come in here and you average 9 points
right
and 4 assists a game, where did my money go? What, did I just buy you a new car?
Well, here's
buy your
the other problem house? I have with it. This is where I want to know from the fans. How much longer can it go on like this before you'll stop caring? Realistically, why are fans having to pay for this?
Oh, that's a whole nother topic. I'll get to David. You should be concerned because your basketball team may have been handed a gift. FIU, I think they sent 3 players.
FAU?
FAU.
Vlad Golden, the Russian center. I like him.
They sent 3 players into the portal. I think the only problem is only Vlad comes in as a grad transfer. So you got that whole credit thing.
And he's good, David.
And they're also trying to see, is Michigan going to step up their NIL package?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like right here and right now.
Michigan's been known to be cheap in their NIL package. That's not a slander.
Do you think Dusty May is being handed $4-plus million to bring in 3 really good transfers?
And see, I think Dusty May was kind of given promises, unquote, because he was like, yeah, you know, it was very encouraging when War came down there with Beeline that he felt, okay, we're on the same page, right? Because I'm going to bring some people with me. If you open that checkbook, they'll come here.
And it's $1 million a piece plus. That's what the going rate is right now. And Michigan State is trying and politely having to tell players, yeah, I'm not paying that for you. And look, what that's going to put, it's what Rico and I were talking about. Then Tom's got to go. Because you don't get a choice in this. Oh, you can choose to not participate, and you'll end up not having a good team. Look at the Elite Eight that we just witnessed. Every team but one had at least 2 transfers.
But see, I also think that this is one of those where maybe you wait Mike, you come in, you ask for $1 million, date with Margot Robbie. I have neither for those. But in about a month, okay, I'm being realistic now. I was on that.
I'll take $250 and a pepperoni pizza.
Give me $250 and a jawbreaker, and we just call it even. And that's where you're at.
How much longer without oversight and rules, or has it already started where you are having a more difficult time loving these sports? Look, okay, I'm fine with players getting paid. I never in my wildest dreams thought Rico would walk in and tell me that a guy like Frankie Collins, who already left Michigan, who's now left Arizona State, would cost $1 million in the portal. That's just stupid. It makes no sense. Hey, here's an idea. What happened to players making $50,000, like a regular American? Here, if you're good, you get $100,000. If you're a superstar, maybe $250,000.
You know what this is? This is like, and you'll remember this, Mike, when all of a sudden the NBA opened it up to the high school players.
Yeah.
And every high school player thought that they were going to be the number one overall pick. And they jumped into the draft and just, oh, you're going to take me. Until all of a sudden they were like, well, actually, son, we're not in
then
reality.
You became
game.
Leon Smith. You right. became Corleone Young. You became Lenny Cook.
And I think this is what happens with the portal is a lot of people are coming in asking for that price. I don't think that it's going to drive like a guy. I think it's, oh, if you're smart, I'm going to wait. You come down on that price, we could talk. But if you want $1 million, you're somebody else's problem. There's only a handful of people that I would. You can, like, I didn't, like, NC State is basically a team of transfers.
All five.
Right.
DJ Burns did not start at NC State. Neither did Horn, their point guard. None of them did. Horn, I think, is on his fourth school. Mm-hmm. DJ Burns started at Winthrop.
Yeah.
Look, it just.
It's like Kansas State last year.
All they didn't have a single player. Jerome Tang, I think, was the whole roster, remember?
Yeah, yep.
Not a single player started their career as a Kansas State
Johns
Wildcat.
This year basically flipped the roster. So
10 players. It was Soriano, the center, and then the other 10 or 11 guys were all transfers. So I would like to know from you guys. Look, it's talking about a price. It's talking about this is actually that several players that have approached MSU all want seven figures. And I can tell you some of the names of the players, and you wouldn't know who they are. That's the best point I can make to you. It's not that the best players in the sport are commanding seven figures. It's that currency. Right. That if you want to get a Power 5 starter of any note, it's going to cost you seven figures. I find the fact that you, the fan, have to pay is disgusting. Oh, it's offensive.
That should be the school.
100%. I find the fact that there's no mutually binding contract laughable. And frankly, I doubt both of our schools are going to do what it takes. Michigan, whether it be allowing kids to come into school on the same clearinghouse as everybody else, so Dusty May's got a fair chance to. Would Dusty May be given the $4, $5, $6 million he needs to put this team together? For Tom Izzo, it's Tom's own pride. Tom's not going to pay a kid more than he pays an assistant coach. Then go to the beach. Respectfully. We'll name the court after you, and we'll start the statue. But you can't operate this way if you're going to have a good team.
But see, here's the thing. I think if there was a right player, you'd do it. You pay a kid, they bring in three kids worth $1 million, and they're done in the first round, and they're 10-10 in the Big Ten.
You're like, Kentucky. Well, there was one school, and like I said, because I don't have it factually, but it's from someone who I do trust and someone who I do think would know, there was a school who missed the NCAA tournament who spent $3.5 million on their roster. Yeah. The fans just blew through $3.5 million to not make the tourney.
So that's the downside. But you pay the money, you lose.
It's crazy to me. So, again, I would like to know how much longer you're going to put up with it as fans. If you tell me it doesn't matter and you've compartmentalized it, I'm not mad at you. But if you're like me, I throw my hands in here. You can't ask me to care. Because Rico's right in this regard. The players who are MSU's approaching and the player might approach MSU, I'll name some of the players. You wouldn't know them. They ain't worth $1 million. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. I'd love to get some ticket texts. 3 o'clock. Am I becoming a Brad bot? I got a scenario for you. And I want to show you just how much I trust him when it comes to the draft.
Man, you changed, man. You changed.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.